Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And like the man said, I am psychic medium John Holland, and welcome to Spirit Connections. And this is the show where I push your consciousness, help you to explore your own inner guidance, and help to confirm this is so true, so true. We are so much more than these physical beings. We are and always will be spiritual beings with unlimited potential. I'm live today, taking your calls, and welcome everybody, welcome. And today's show, The Power of Color Therapy. Can color really help us with our lives? I love working with color. It's one of my favorite things. It's a big part of all my books. Can color really help us with our lives? Is it possible to use the colors of the rainbow to balance your body, mind, and spirit? That's today's show. And today's special guest, bring her on in a minute, is metaphysician, spiritual counselor, author, Martha Reed. She specializes in intuitive insights for life, and we'll be discussing her book, Holistic Chakra Balancing and the Power of Color, Color Therapy. And we are all made up of a rainbow of colors, guys. And I don't think I'm not sure if a lot of people realize how powerful color is. They all, every color vibrates to its own frequency. It resonates to, has its own resonance, and it has to do with the chakra system. Fascinating. And anytime, and I'll tell you this, anytime you understand colors, how they can affect you, and I believe even medicine is the medical world is using colors. When you look at colors, guys, the colors from your wearing to the colors that your kids are wearing to the colors of your walls, I don't think you look at color the same way again. I really don't. So that's the kind of calls I'm looking for. If you want to speak to Martha Reed and myself today, you can call 866-254-1579, 866-254-1579. International listeners, dial the U.S. country code and then 760-918-4300. The callers that I'm looking for, do you want some advice on color? Do you have an ailment that you think color can help you with, or you'd like to know what certain colors or colors of your walls, colors that you're wearing, about your energy centers, how colors affect that? That's the kind of calls that I am looking for. Okay, so I'm not doing the mediumship thing, but doesn't mean it doesn't always happen. All right. Because here on Spirit Connection, after 9 years, after, you know, having Spirit Connections on the show, I try to bring you guests, guys, to expand your mind. And just like I say, to push your consciousness, to help you to explore, because there's so much out there. And as always, if you're new to Hay House Radio and Spirit Connections, welcome. Or if you're a returning listener, every Monday, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, 12 p.m. on the West Coast. And I say this every week, I'm honored, guys, that you keep tuning in. So just take a break, relax, take a breath, everyone. Yes, deep breath. And before we get Martha on there, since there's no commercial breaks anymore, up and coming, December 1st, guys, less than 2 weeks away, Psychic Ability Made Simple, 3 online classes with me right here through Hay House Radio. You just turn on your computer and it's Psychic Ability Made Simple. You are the equipment, learning the mechanics of your awareness. And that's December 1st, 8th, and also the 15th. Okay. It's every call or every show that I'm going to do on this is 2 hours long. And at the end, I always do readings to show you how the lesson that we learned incorporates into the reading. Yeah. There's a lot to do, guys, okay, with this. It's amazing. Plus, what I love about Hay House, if you sign up, they're giving away 2 free passes to one of the I Can Do It's. They're giving away Psychic Navigator. They're giving half off on my new deck, Spirit Messages, the Oracle deck, my new deck, Spirit Messages. And also, someone will actually win a private reading with me, whether in person or on the phone. So, totally cool. And Psychic Ability Made Simple. Not all transcended masters or someone who's meditating for years is psychic. We're all psychic, guys. We're all psychic. And I wanted to do a beginner's class for you online, just in case you can't reach me or you can't come to a workshop. So it's 3 calls, okay? 2 hours each. Anything you want to know, go to johnholland.com under my calendar or hayhouse.com and look at their live online events coming up December 1st, guys. December 1st, okay? And just a couple of other things. New York City, December 4th, me and Suzanne Northrup, 3 hours, guys, December 4th, right in downtown New York City. So totally cool with that. And And I got so much coming up. I have a mediumship class that I'm going to be teaching next week, beginner's mediumship class. And as always, I don't want to talk too much about what's coming up. You know how to get to my calendar. You know how to reach me on Facebook. Facebook, go to my calendar, guys. A lot coming up for 2015, okay? And of course, this wonderful Cancun trip, April 8th through the 13th with Greg Braden and Sonia Choquette. Healing your spirit, past and present. The rooms are going. So I'm quite excited about that, how beautiful that's going to be. Anything you want to know, guys, once again, go to johnholland.com. Okay, so colors, can they really affect our lives? I teach this, it's in Psychic Navigator, my book. I'm going to let someone else tell you about the colors. But once I discovered the colors, everyone, I never looked the colors the same way again. I really don't. In my house, a new house that I got, there's a lot of gray walls, but not gray boring, gray warms. But the colors in the pictures really make up the colors. And what I like, I'm a big blue person. Anything turquoise, anything indigo, anything sky blue, I'm always drawn to that. And I'll see what Martha says about that. So once again, guys, today's guest is Martha Reed in the Color of Power Therapy. She's a metaphysician specializing in intuitive insights. She's a spiritual counselor. And she's an author. I met her at Celebrate Your Life. And I said, and when she mentioned colors, I said, oh my God, you do colors? You got to come on my show. I've never had anyone on the show in 9 years, guys, 9 years, where we discuss color. And not an interior designer kind of vibe, okay? All right, so let's get right into it, guys. And I think you picked the perfect show. Okay, especially if you're curious about color, what you wear. And everyone, do me a favor, notice what color you're wearing today. Notice what color you're wearing today. Yeah? Okay. Let me welcome Martha Reed to Spirit Connections. Hey, Martha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so excited to be here. And oh. I'm wearing a coral color today. What color do you have on?
I've got, since it's a little cool here on the, East Coast, in New England, it is it's blue and white, checkers.
Okay. So you said you liked blues and, turquoises, things like that in your house, and you're wearing them as well. So I'm just going to start out right out of the chute with talking about that color. That being a watercolor, it also resonates with our throat and even with the turquoise, it moves down a little bit into our thymus. Those two colors are all about expression, speaking our truth. And that's exactly what you do and how you show up every day. So it does not surprise me that those colors resonate with you.
Excellent. Oh, thank you for that. Wasn't expecting that, but thank you, Martha. And Martha, how did you get involved with color and the energy centers, chakras?
Well, I can't say that I got into colors. What I think happened is colors got into me, and they just became a part of me, knowing that we've all come from, an energy being. And if you believe, like I do, that we are a spiritual being here with a, physical presence and for a physical experience, that energy is made up with all colors. So basically, I am color. We are color. And there was a lot of years of my life that I didn't know this. I didn't know about chakras. I didn't know about energy work. But what I did know is that when I walked into a room, I could feel good. I could feel uncomfortable. I could feel, like I wanted to run away, but yet I didn't know why. I didn't realize that I was being affected by everything around me.
Right.
So color, it's not... I'll tell you a story. I went to one of these, Dillard's or somewhere where they do these color matching, and they were like, you should wear this color and don't wear that color.
Sure.
And they told me, don't wear yellow with your skin tone. And I remember it kind of sunk my heart because I loved the color yellow. And for years, I wouldn't wear it because they told me that I would look bad and that it didn't match with me. And I avoided something that made me feel so good based off of my outer appearance.
Okay.
And what I found was, as a homeopath, studying homeopathy, which is the concept of like cures like or the law of similarities, in there I learned about vibration. And that really is how my study of how color affects us began because I wanted to wear yellow, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't. It didn't make sense to me.
Oh, because they were talking it doesn't match your skin tone. Yeah,
yeah, well, and I that didn't make sense because I was like, why? I feel good in it. Why do I feel good if it's bad, if that makes sense?
Well, sure, anyway, they're looking at it cosmetically, and, you know, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and so what I do in my work has absolutely nothing to do with whether we can wear something or not. Because to me, there's various shades of yellow, and it's not so much about the outer appearance. It has to do with the frequency of yellow. And I'm just going to go with yellow right now because yellow is the color of our warrior self. It's the color of our solar plexus, our energy center that sits right above our belly button. And there in that center stands our courage, our self-confidence, our self-worth. It has everything to do with standing up and being seen and shining. And that very comment from this person took all of that from me, which, not that they took it because I wasn't a victim of it, but it was enough for that part of me that was already insecure, had, sure, you know, low self-worth and no self-confidence in how I showed up to be amplified. So when a person is lacking that, the truth is, in the homeopathic concept of like cures like, I actually needed yellow. The reason I was drawn to yellow was because it was aiding that imbalance within my energy center.
Right.
So knowing that I had this imbalance and they took it away, it just got worse. Right?
Absolutely. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so this color yellow, right? Is it okay if I just kind of go into a little bit of a chakra connection with colors really quick?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you know, on a color wheel where you have the primary colors and you can see the opposites. You'll see red, and on the bottom of that you see green. You'll see yellow. You'll see purple. You'll see orange. You'll see blue. It's that whole circle of like a pie on a color wheel. Well, what I've discovered in color is that when, like, where I'm talking about needing yellow, and I was talking about this spiritual being and here for this physical experience. Well, all of us have these chakras, depending on how you want to say it, that are within our body. And I'm only speaking of the 7 primary ones. We have many more, but the 7 I'm referring to reside within our body, and they match up exactly with the colors of the rainbow, starting with our root right below our tailbone, moving up to the top of our head to purple. So it's, you know, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, kind of purple, and white, or lavender, whatever you want to call it. So just, we are rainbow beings, literally, from an energy perspective. Well, these energy centers are, in my opinion, the chakras are designed to help us coexist in this dual reality of our spiritual self and our physical self. And sometimes there is an imbalance in our energy centers. And we can have an imbalance. Let's just go right back to our solar plexus, the yellow. There can be 2 types of imbalance in there. There can be an insufficiency and an excess. And what I mentioned a few moments ago was an insufficiency in the yellow, where I was drawn to needing that color and I didn't know why. Well, that insufficiency would, on a color perspective, when there's a lack of anything in color in that energy center, we would want to add color, that same color, to amplify it, to strengthen it, to give it, you know, that which it needs. The opposite of that is an excess. So if you can imagine a person who had an excess energy going on in their solar plexus, yellow, and it's too bright, they could be too loud, egotistical,
exactly,
right? They can,
yeah,
be, you know, overpowering and bullying and all of those things. Well, in that regard, we wouldn't necessarily want to add more yellow because we would be adding fuel basically to their fire. So if you look at that color wheel, the opposite of that color wheel is purple. So in a person who has an insufficiency, we want to add yellow to increase it. And if they have an excess energy going on, even heartburn and indigestion, I mean, that's still a fire energy burning. We want to add some purple to kind of dilute that, because our energy centers from our heart down are all fire signs, and from our heart up are all water colors. I shouldn't say signs. I should say fire colors, water colors. So when we're balancing our energy body, we want to keep that in mind. Is it an insufficient or an excess energy when we are calling upon colors?
And how does someone know, though, Martha, that they need more, they need less? Is this in your book?
Yeah, in my book there are some case studies, and there's some descriptions of all of these, you know, different colors and matching. And I have a product line that it's called Dragonfly Medicine. It goes with a program I do called the Dragonfly Effect, Awaken Your Inner Warrior. And all of this is described a little bit in the book, and it talks about when we have an insufficiency, anything that's bringing us down and draining and weak, even like depression, lacking energy, mm-hmm. we know is an insufficiency. And anything that's got us in rage or, you know, addictions or overthinking, that type of thing, worry that's got too much energy and needs to be calmed down, right. is going to be in excess. So it's kind of self-explanatory. I mean, obviously, there's always going to be an exception to every rule, right? But as a general rule, that's what you want to look at. Do I have too much of it, or do I not have enough?
Okay. And, you know, this I always work with colors, and, you know, I love them, and I teach people with the energy system, but they can, like you just said, they can have a negative impact on us, because I tell, if you think about it, too, Martha, and everyone who's listening here on Hay House Radio, Spirit Connections, is when you go into a hospital or prisons, the walls are pale green. Well, we don't want red walls in a prison, do we, Martha? Why?
No.
Exactly. It'll make them violent.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really make them, in my opinion, it doesn't make them violent. It increases their violence, their inner
right.
rage. Like speaking of red, that is a contraindication for somebody who is, you know, excessively angry, you know, enraged. If you want to add more red to them, right? These people in prison, they don't want to be there. They're not, you know, gentle by nature.
Right. I'm not saying, too, and not everyone in prison is violent, but I find that red, it's a stimulated color,
yes.
based on the base chakra.
Yeah.
And I say to people, too, because I want to make sure I'm on the same, you know, the same page with you. And
you
if
are.
People's feeling listless or they have no energy, I say bring in red. But there's a limit of how much you can bring in. And, you know, do you want too much, too little, just right?
Right. And I mean, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. That is what red does, and that will create that. Because here's the thing, every one of us has all of these colors, right? Every one of us is made up of the same rainbow, the same spectrum. What varies is the intensity or the energy in each one of them. And that's what is part of our uniqueness. We all have our stories and our past that are contributing to who we are today. And, you know, I don't want to say our past defines us, because I don't believe it does. I believe it just says where we are, and what we do now is what's going to define who we choose to be. So when we're looking at this red, every person in that situation, in there, may, some of them might not have they might have an insufficiency in red, but if they're in red room, like you spoke of, long enough, right, we become in this tune with that frequency, which becomes the excess,
right.
which creates it. So that is what that's how I see what you're saying. And there are also the other ones that are already there. So it's like adding fuel to them, and they become explosive.
Right.
And violent. And that is because they are overstimulated. And oftentimes, that is a defense mechanism if our chakra systems, like if, you know, if they're designed to keep us balanced in the dual reality of spirit and our physical self, then a person who's excess in that root chakra has got a lot of life experiences that have been proven true to it that it needs to worry about its safety. Its survival is through, you know, the fittest. And, you know, they're not very grounded because they're on fire, basically, and it's out of protection. That's their defense.
Okay. I get that. And today, if you're just tuning in, everyone, a Spirit Connection, today's guest is Martha Reed. And Martha, you book Holistic Chakra Balancing and the Power of Color Therapy. How can people find more about it? How can people find out more about you?
Well, the easiest way to get my book would be to visit Amazon or Barnes & Noble and purchase it online. I do have it here at my center in Phoenix as well. The easiest way for them to get to reach me would be to go to the website mydrmartha.com, and that's mydrmartha.com. That will take them directly to my Insights for Life website, where they can learn all about me. There's a whole Meet Dr. Martha section and a list of services and upcoming events and retreats.
Well, we got a full board of calls, but before we jump right to the calls, Martha, before we jump right there, for someone who's new to color, who's never even thought about it, how can someone implement and use different colors to make changes in one's life? What would you say to start somebody off? What would they implement or use different colors to make changes?
One of the things that I do every day is what I call conscious color choosing. And what I do in the morning is I will say to myself, you know, how do I feel right now? Is this how I want to feel? And if the answer is no, I ask myself, how do I want to feel? And I will choose colors that will either help me feel the way I feel throughout the day or to help me feel different. So if I wake up, let's say, in the morning and I'm feeling down and depressed, if you think about cliches, I'm feeling blue today, I'm feeling, you know, down. So you know you want to be uplifted a little bit. I would use that color wheel and I'd say, I'm feeling blue today. What would aid me in getting out of this? Well, we want to add a little fire to burn up some of that water. The opposite of that is orange. So we bring in orange. And what's interesting is orange is like the least favorite color of people. And it is our joy color.
Like right. Creativity,
you,
sexuality, based on the sacral chakra. Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, for you with as much blue as you have, splashes of orange are just going to be amazing for your environment, which I'm sure you probably already have. So this color wheel is what I would recommend them getting. Post it and just know, right? If I'm in rage and I don't want to feel that way, I'm going to go to green because I want to be in my heart, or pink. If I am, you know, too much in my head and, you know, that's vibrating with indigo blue or purple, and I'm too much in my thoughts and I want, and I'm stuck and I'm trying to write and I can't get this, you know, book out, I'm going to say bring in some yellow, the opposite, to stimulate creativity. So my thing is I would start their day out by just saying, I'm going to choose today how I want to feel. Now, what is going to help me feel that way? You know, especially, like, imagine if you're going to a job interview, you wake up and you're a little bit under the weather, right? And when I'm talking about putting these colors on in our environment, I don't necessarily mean you have to walk to a job interview, you know, because you're depressed, you're not working, it's really important to you, and I'm saying walk in an orange suit. What I'm saying is have some orange juice for breakfast. Put some orange crystals in your pocket. Wear orange undergarments, right?
Orange.
Yes, think orange. Use an orange pen for the day. You're wanting to tap into the frequency of that which you desire. So that is where I would start.
Nice. Okay. Beautiful. And it's easy.
Yeah. Right.
Martha, we got a full board of calls. And, you know, I always have a full board of calls, and I'm honored to have that. I never know with guests, like, will people enjoy this? Obviously, because this board is full. This board is full. So there's all range of questions. So I'm just going to take them, Martha, and let these people talk to you. And these lovely people, they're from all over the place, Sedona, Quebec, New York, Massachusetts, Ontario. Let's go with here. Well, here's one. Let's go. Caller number one, Brunswick, Maine. We have Beth. Hey, Beth.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Martha.
Hi there.
You're
blowing you called
my
in,
mind.
But have you called in before, Beth?
I have. I've spoken to you, yes, a few times, John. I'm very fortunate to get through.
I don't know how you do it, sister, but it must be.
No,
but we're going to do as fast calls as we can, Martha. Okay, we got Beth. Your question.
I'm resonating with so much that you're saying, Martha, and it's blowing my mind because I didn't realize how much I use color in my life. You talk about getting dressed in the morning. I open my closet. It's like, okay, what do you feel like today?
Right.
And that's exactly what I do. What do you feel like?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And some colors will really, you know, like the color red. That will literally nauseate
yep.
me.
Beth, let's get right to your question, darling. Let's get right to your question. How can my favorite color green help me with my prosperity in my life, Martha, is what she's asking.
Okay.
Get the balance and feel prosperous and yeah.
How will the color green do that?
Well, that's like one of my favorite colors. I draw toward earth tones.
Okay.
And I wear a lot of blue, though. Denim. I'm always wearing blue.
Okay. So blue being a watercolor and green is the one you're drawn to. That's your favorite, but you wear blue? And you
and I wear a lot of green
okay.
and yellow.
Okay. So green, but we're specifically talking about green here. How can it help you, correct?
With prosperity.
Yeah. With prosperity. Nope. Did you tell me you have an aversion to the color red?
Yes.
Then what I would suggest that you do is bring in more red. Red is the balancing color of green. It also will stimulate your passion, your desire. It'll create movement. So if you're wanting prosperity, we want to use the fire color of red to boost that energy for you. The reason you don't like it is because you need it.
Wow.
Right? There's something in there that you don't like to be grounded and fixed and set in place so that you can follow something through. And so if you want this prosperity, bring in red. That's my answer.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Right. And it doesn't mean, you know, you don't necessarily have to dress yourself in red, but, you know, it could be look at an apple, use a red pen. Breathe red for the day too. Yeah. So Martha, thank you for calling. You always seem to get through. So, you know, God bless you, darling.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. And here's a very sensitive call, Martha. We got she's in Arizona, your neck of the woods. We got Bonnie in Sedona, Arizona. Hey, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. It says here you lost your husband 2 months ago. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And your question is, would like to know, how can I use color my husband died 2 months ago, and now would like to know if there's a color that can help with me healing from grief. Are you seeing a counselor at all, Bonnie, on top of this?
No.
Okay. I'm a big advocate, and I want you also, I need you to look up grief.com, Bonnie, when we're done with this, okay? That's my friend and colleague, David Kessler, okay? Amazing website, huge, huge resource. He is he studied under Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Just, you know, great website, Bonnie, for you. But Martha, can a color help someone heal from grief? I mean, I know it takes time, you know, Martha. So Bonnie, say hi to Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Bonnie. Yes, absolutely. You know, Bonnie, we mentioned my website a little bit earlier and we will mention it again, but please go to my website and check out a program I have called PSE. It's psychosomatic energetics, and there what we do is we look at these emotional undercurrents, and I have homeopathic remedies that I work with, and grief is one of them that I just love to help people with, because hurting people is something that I'm hoping to make an impact of eliminating in my lifetime. But on to color. The color that's going to be right for you is two colors, one being white, because white is spectrum. It is all colors. And when I say white to you, I don't mean like an old dingy white T-shirt. I mean bright white, crisp white, new undergarments, because white is healing. It is, yes, connection to the spiritual realm and protection, but more importantly, the frequency of white, that pure light, aids fatigue, exhaustion. These are the things that are contributing to not being able to get out of grief, this all of that contributes. So white is one of the biggest colors for you. The second color for you is going to be magenta. And I know that's not one of our primary colors, but magenta, the way I see it as three colors. It's red, it's green, and it's purple. And these three colors are the bridge to our being. So the color magenta is going to help you feel safe and secure. It's going to bring in just enough pink to for you to remember to love yourself and to feel love again. It's going to be green to help you with that nurturing of yourself, your environment, and also to help you grow from this experience. And purple is going to help you with your thoughts and to be able to sleep at night and to aid in that healing. So to me, this is the bridge color for you.
Okay, Bonnie?
Yes, thank you.
And Bonnie, stay on the phone. Do you have my first book, Born Knowing?
I don't.
Let me send that to you, Bonnie. It always, in my very first book that I put out, and it always, a lot of people who have lost someone, I gravitate towards that book. So, like I said, and please try to call back on the show, because you're still going through the bereavement process. Your husband's only been over there for 2 months, and maybe you can get through to the show again. But, you know, take Martha's wisdom and stay on the phone. I want Joe, the gentleman who put you through here, to send you Born Knowing, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, darling, you're welcome. Because it always helps people that have lost people, Born Knowing. So, Joe, could you please give her a copy of Born Knowing, and we'll send it right to Sedona, Arizona. So that's beautiful, Martha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Martha, what about people? Here's someone, too. Before I take her a call, a lot of people are drawn to black. Now, I tell people, if you're depressed, don't wear black, because it's like if you get a red car, I mean, you get a white car and a black car in the sun, which gets hotter? The black car. So how do you feel about that? Let's say hi to Tricia in Quebec. Hey, Trish.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. So you're into grays and blacks too, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Martha, does it mean something when someone, I mean, it's a very flattering color. It's slimming. What do you say, Martha, about someone who constantly or wears gray and black, and should they always? I always say, if you're going to wear black, wear colorful underwear.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what I say.
The first thing that's touching you, that's the closest to you. So black is not a bad color, but it's not black. In our, we're talking about today the seven chakras, but there is the I don't know, it's like a floor chakra. It sits right below our feet. It connects us to the earth, and it's actually, the way I see it, is black, but the color black, when we're talking about frequency and in the light spectrum, black is the absence of light. Some people say if you throw all colors together, you get black. That's true on the physical, but in the light world, if you throw all colors together, you get white or spectrum. So black is actually the absence of color. So when you're drawn to black, it usually is saying, don't see me. You don't feel like there's a lot of color in your life. There's,
That makes sense.
So you're feeling, there's like a lacking. But the interesting thing is when we wear black, we feel we're being protected. We feel we're wearing it as a protection. But the truth is, you're absorbing everything around you. When you show up in black, if that person's in a bad mood, that one's in a good mood, angry, happy, whatever, you're absorbing them all. And half the time, you're not going to know whether it's your emotions, your feelings, or everything else around you. It's hard to decipher your own feelings in situations when you're taking all of that in.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to gray, it's kind of like you're on the fence, right? You're not sure if you want to be seen or if you don't want to be seen, but it definitely indicates a person who is trying to blend in and not shine. Okay? So I'm not saying that you don't shine, but I'd really journal and visit why you're choosing those colors.
Okay.
Because what, you know.
And I do wear purple sometimes too. Sorry
okay.
to say that.
No, sometimes though. Like when you say sometimes, you're talking 5% once a week, once a month?
I would say between those three colors, like those other two,
mm-hmm.
purple is my best.
Okay.
I usually wear purple.
Okay, so purple being your favorite color, what's your least favorite color?
Yeah, purple is my favorite.
Which is your least favorite?
My least favorite, it's got to be yellow or orange.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the opposite color of purple on a color wheel?
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
It's yellow. Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
You're avoiding that, which you need. I'd start with buying yourself some yellow flowers. I could see you planting yellow flowers out in your garden. And once we start resonating with the frequency, and what we want to spark that frequency in you, right? It's been dimmed too long. So we want to that you spent a lot of time in your head. You spend a lot of time in your thoughts, right?
Yeah.
You're a logical thinker, so you don't often tap into your creative side. So what I would say to you is I would say, go get you some yellow flowers. As the flowers grow, even in the spring, just be open to allowing your creative center to bloom and blossom with it.
Mm-hmm.
And allow it to come out. And once you tap into the frequency of that, you're going to be amazed at how much yellow you begin to notice, and you'll feel completely different about it.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're
Tricia.
Very helpful. Yes, thank you, John.
Okay, au revoir. Okay, here's a good one. We got caller number. We okay, Martha, taking another one?
Love it.
Okay, I know you're good at it too. We have Karen in New York, caller number 4. Hey, Karen.
Hey, John.
How are you doing?
I'm great. This is fascinating.
Isn't it? So
I'm loving it. I'm taking notes.
And you're in New York City, so you know I'm going to be there December 4th, right at the Penn.
I wrote that down too.
Yep. And me and another medium, Suzanne Northrup, for 3 hours doing our thing. So anyone interested, go to johnholland.com. Just like I said, and Karen would like to know, how can I use color to enhance my intuitive gifts? Great question, Karen. Perfect show. Spirit Connections. Say hi to Martha Reed.
Hi, Martha.
Hi there.
And I love all the stuff you just said about black, because I'm in black all the time, but I'm loving all of this information. So how can I use color to enhance sort of my natural intuitive gifts? I feel like it's been enhanced the older I get.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of come from a family of women that have always, you know, been able to see dead people and all of that. So the older I get, I'm finding these gifts really enhanced. So there's any way that I can use color to help that along.
Well, Martha, before you answer that, Martha, but remember too, Karen, the price of sensitivity is sensitivity. So, I don't mean to interrupt, but when it comes, if you're going to be intuitive, do you want to be more intuitive or do you want to be a grounded intuitive? Right, Martha?
Grounded.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So
that's really the question, because I'm feeling like I'm taking on so much stuff, especially in New York, that I get really overwhelmed.
Are you over 49 years of age?
Yep.
Okay. So one of the things about our energy centers are they go through 7-year life cycles. So our birth till 7 years resonates with our root chakra in the color red. You can imagine then on the way up, 7 to 14 is our sacral, 14 to 21 is our solar plexus, 21 to 28 our heart, 28 to 35 our throat, 35 to 42 our third eye, and then from 42 to 49, we're in our crown. So over the last little while for you, you have been in your crown chakra. And when we open our crown chakra and we become open to spirit in that kind of white, purple frequency, sometimes we're not grounding ourselves in it. We're kind of, right? So right now I feel you're back into the second phase of your chakra cycle. So to me, speaking of grounding for you, I would be bringing in red socks, right? And while you're trying to meditate with your purple, your indigos for your mind, we want to connect to this earth plane as well, so we don't go floating off places. Also, for you, I would be doing a chakra clearing meditation visualization where you are stimulating and activating all of your energy centers before you work, not just jumping into it. I think it's very important for you to bring those energy centers in and have them balancing and spinning at the exact right frequency before you begin.
Okay, got it.
Does that answer your question?
It does. And so you said specifically, though, red is the color that I need to be thinking more about.
I believe right now you are in this crown chakra
mm-hmm.
frequency. And in order for you to pull yourself into it and to be grounded into it, red, and you said you the reason you're drawn to black is for that very reason. The black is grounding. The problem is, and not that you have a problem, but the struggle is it's absorbing everything when what you really want to do is be grounded into in yourself, in your own knowing.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Got it.
And you know what, Karen? I think Martha will be okay with this. At least I hope she is. I think she will. Martha, I think you should give her one of your books.
Sure.
Yep.
You know I like to do those kind of things.
Oh, I would love it. Thank you.
Okay, Karen,
so
what I need you to do is stay on the phone. Joe's going to get your name and address. He'll send it to me. I'll send it to Martha, and she'll send out her book, which is fantastic, Holistic Chakra Balancing and the Power of Color Therapy. Okay?
Fabulous. You guys rock. Thank you.
All right, Karen,
so
stay on. Let Joe get your name and address, and he'll send it to me, and I'll pass it on to Martha.
Yeah, and be sure to go to my Facebook page, business page, Martha Reed, PhD, Insights for Life. Like my page, and when you get the book and read it, please go on there and post your most favorite thing in there for me, would you?
Okay, I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Joe, just get her name and address, and I will send her out one of Martha's books. And Martha, once again, people want to know about colors, your book, your work. How can they find Dr. Martha Reed?
They can find me at mydrmartha.com.
And that's drmartha.com.
Yep, and that's Reed. My name is Martha Reed, R-E-E-D. They can find me on Facebook at Martha Reed, PhD, Insights for Life. They can working with me, looking for the book, they can join. I have a retreat coming up in May. It's called The Dragonfly Effect, Awaken Your Inner Warrior. It's all about the work we're talking about here today, balancing our energy centers, learning to work with these colors, releasing things that no longer serve us, the emotional undercurrents that keep us from our dreams. It's a four-day retreat that I would love to spend the time with them there. I do a lot of
Excellent.
Work in that. If they need to reach me, I am available by phone, by Skype. My phone number here is area code 623-249-5888.
Excellent. Excellent. And everyone, if you go to johnholland.com, hit the Hay House logo on my homepage, her information is right there also. So that's another easy way. And can if someone has an issue at work, Martha, can colors help? I guess we need to know what the issue is, correct?
Yeah, we would know what the issue is. Yeah.
Well, let's see what Sheila from Pittsburgh is, what her issue is at work. Caller number six, guys. Hey, Sheila.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. It's nice to talk to you. I've been trying for years to get through. And this is
years. And we had the first call that gets on every week. So I don't understand. So, Sheila, to be more specific, you're having a problem at work, correct? Can you elaborate a little?
Yes. I 7 years ago, my previous coworker died, so they had to get a new replacement. And this person that's in this job. I mean, it's just, I don't know what this person's agenda is, but I'm not sure if she wants my job and it's sort of like a situation where anything you can do, I can do better. She seems like she's determined to beat me at everything. It's a weird relationship. And
okay.
It's been going on for 7 years now. And there's an age difference between us. I don't know if that makes a difference. I'm 60 and she's 30. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. And nobody believes anything I say, and they believe only what she says, things like that. You know, it's that kind of thing. And I just feel there's a feeling that I have that she does have a hidden agenda.
Okay. So your question is a way of color can help me to settle this issue. Is it an issue or how to make you more calm at work, Sheila?
I suppose, but I think there is something going on. You know, it's just a feeling that I've had for
okay.
a while.
Okay, because chakra, sure. I mean, the colors, it's not, it's, well, Martha, how would you answer that? I mean, it's not.
Well, what we don't know right now is we don't know if this is your gut instincts kicking in or mm-hmm. if this is a self-confidence issue. That's the two unknowns right now, because it could go one way or the other.
Very good, Martha. Very good.
Yeah, so you're, to me, that is a yellow vibration. That's something that, you know, I'm not going to advise you to, in this instance, to wear yellow. You know, you might want to use like little yellow post-it notes and bring in a little bit of yellow, because I always believe we should have both, one more than the other usually. But yellow is where our courage lies, and when we feel like, you know, we don't know if we should stand up for ourselves or if we should not. We don't know that. But the other end of this is we know that you're spending a lot of time thinking about it, worrying about it, focusing on it, right? So that is in our mindset. That's going to be in your third eye. That's going to be in your thoughts. So what I would do, I would say bring in the color purple. So you're asking yourself to watch your thoughts to help you create that which you desire, not focusing on and giving energy to that which you don't. Even if this is a gut instinct with you, you want to shift your thoughts into doing the right thing, thinking the right thing, and knowing that in this process you're being the higher person, higher vibration, and therefore the exact right thing that needs to take place will happen. Whether that's you leaving, her leaving, you guys working it out. Another thing is I would, if there's any way possible to find out what her favorite color is, I would look in, try to figure that out. Because one of the things about color, you could be wearing, like your most primary color or something in your office could be a trigger for her emotionally. You know, if a person gets attacked by somebody in a yellow shirt, or maybe they don't even remember the instance, or maybe it was, you know, blue, I don't know, but there is a negative association to that frequency. So it could be not you at all. It could be that something that you have is a trigger for her, which is not up to you to fix, right? That's up to her, but just know that it may not be about you at all. Your instincts might be exactly right on. It might be a little bit of self-confidence, but what we need to focus on is you, your thoughts, your feelings, and how you create your environment to work the best it can for you.
Yeah, because I love the color yellow, so that would be easy. And I also love the range of purple colors. So I do wear those sometimes. So wearing those colors would be very easy for me. I don't have a lot of yellow, so I can always get more things that are in yellow.
Yeah, yellow's not going to be one you want to bring in a lot of. It's definitely going to be the purples. And I'm going to say it's going to be more of the indigo blue, deep purple, not like violets. Yeah, indigo blue, deep purple, third eye. That's what we're talking about, is your mindset, your thoughts, creating what you want.
Martha, is it intrusive? Is it not? What if Sheila wants to, in this case, Sheila wants to send this woman color, you know, the color of healing, the color of passion or compassion, or can we send, do you need permission to send color to someone? In other words, because I don't want to violate someone's space. How do you feel about that?
I believe that you can send out anything that you like. She has the opportunity as a spiritual being to receive it or reject it.
Right.
So if Sheila throws out pink hearts, right, and it's for whoever in my space today, I'm going to be sending out pink hearts. I'm going to send out unconditional love to anyone who needs it. Now, because, you know, she might be annoyed by unconditional love because she needs it. I don't know. But we can have our intention be that. I'm going to send these out. They're going to surround me in today. And in whosever path I cross, I gift them to them. They're open to, for their taking. So you're not like sending it and projecting it and putting it into her, but you're saying, this is my offering if you choose to take it.
Oh. Nice. Okay, Sheila?
Okay. All right, I'll try that.
Okay. And if you, a lot of people who are listening, if you need to hear your Martha's answer to you specifically, or if anyone out there in Hay House Radio Land, the show does play another 6 or 7 times. And of course, if you're a Wisdom member, you can listen to any show anytime you want, where you want. Okay, so thank you, Sheila.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Martha, let me before, because I don't want time to run out. Tell me about when we were speaking, you're doing a new, you're working on a children's book. Tell me about that.
Yes. This, this children's book has been a long time coming for me, and I've recently been guided that it's time. It needs to come out. I need to quit talking about it, and I've been being nudged by spirit for a long time, and this children's book is designed to help a child that is going through change or struggle, and most of the time lost a sense of hope. And when I think about, you know, children who are hurting, people who are hurting, animals who are hurting, they're hurting usually by another hurt person. And what I mean by that is I feel that hurt people hurt people. So I have always had a passion to help people not hurt anymore. That's like, if I could do that in the world, I'd feel complete. And this, when I think about children who've in the process of a divorce, or they've lost a parent, or an animal, or a sibling, or they've just moved to a new environment, or they've shifted schools, or whatever, and they find themselves in a place that's unknown and unsafe, and they don't have the means to feel better, and they've basically lost their light. So this children's book is designed to help children see the light in dark places, and to be able to remember to always follow that light, and that in doing so, these shadows or life experiences and feelings, they can just fall behind us. Okay. And grow through this. So this, my children's book I really feel that it's so interesting, is that the parents reading it to the children, I believe it's going to actually help the whole family.
Absolutely.
Not just the current situation, but oftentimes we find ourselves in situations, you know, because we are just repeating patterns. And if we can start from there up and create that ripple effect that follows, you know, down that generation line and up that generation line, I think that we could help a lot of people feel better.
And how can people find out about this?
Well, I'm currently doing a campaign to raise money for not just the book, but also for a couple of charities. That campaign is called HealingWithKindnessCampaign.com. You can go there. You can find out my why, what it's about, and help contribute. There's a lot of incentives for people if they would, you know, like to sponsor the book, have their name in the book, you know, get items associated with it. But the beautiful thing about this campaign is we're not just raising money to get this book out and hopefully be able to share it with, you know, shelters and charities and, you know, law offices, schools, or not law offices, just, you know, shelters or wherever we can to aid people. But we're also going to be contributing a portion of it to another program called the Ripple Effect that is designed to help people with dreams come true, to help them with their needs as well. And that was, the Ripple Effect is being created by a man by the name of Frank that is the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He has a second foundation that he's creating called the Ripple Effect. So portions of the proceeds of this book are going to go to that thing to help anyone, adults, whoever. And the second thing that I'm very proud of is the CODA fund, your CODA fund.
Thank you, animals.
Because like I said, hurt people, and there are so many animals out there that need our support, and they need care. If your listeners are out there, go to this campaign this week and, you know, donate, contribute in any way they can. Portion of the proceeds is all going to go to the CODA fund as well.
Excellent, excellent. And Martha, once again, anyone who's interested in meeting Martha, seeing Martha, looking at her book, or getting her book, HolisticChakraBalancing.com, how can they find you again?
Okay, the name of the book is The Holistic Chakra Balancing and the Power of Color Therapy.
And your website?
And they can find it at my doctormartha.com. My Dr. Martha, just Dr. So mydrmartha.com.
Okay. And Martha, thank you for being on the show. I think hopefully people got a little education about color than their lives. There's so much more. Martha, please, I'm going to have you come back on the show. This was too fast and too short for me. So everyone, have a fantastic week. And like I said, speaking of ripple effect, do something nice for someone just because. The reason why? To create a ripple effect reaching farther than you could ever imagine. Be well, everyone. I will be back next week. Of course, I will. This is John Holland on Spirit Connections. This is Hay House Radio, radio for your soul. Till next week.